Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Greg Morton and Cocaine Bear. All coming up in just a minute.
Customer service, how may I help you?
Hello. Yes, I've been on hold for 20 minutes, and frankly, I'm a little frustrated. I ordered some contacts from you a month ago, and they're still not here.
You'll get your contacts in 10 to 30 business days.
Wait, 10 to 30? That's what you told me last time.
All I can do is put the order into the system.
Fine. Damn it.
What's wrong?
Oh, I was just on the phone with these idiots trying to get my contacts delivered. It's driving me nuts.
Who'd you order them from?
Some online company. It's called We Don't Deliver Your Contacts Unless You Pitch a Fit Contacts.
Did you pitch a fit?
Not really. I mean, I think that's just a name.
No, I order from them all the time. You have to pitch a fit.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure.
Customer service, how may I help you?
Yeah, I was just on the phone with you, and I'm not taking any of your crap this time. I got a lot of stuff going on in my life right now. I don't need this. I'm hanging on by a thread at this nowhere job. My deadbeat roommate Sean owes me $3,000, which I'll probably never see. And even if I did see it, I wouldn't see it because I can't see because you idiots haven't delivered my contacts that I see out of.
Very good, sir. Your contacts will be there in 14 minutes.
At We Don't Deliver Your Contacts Unless You Pitch a Fit Contacts, we don't respond to acceptable behavior, courtesy, or patience. We want to hear you completely lose it. We have a sophisticated network of suppliers and carriers that can get your contacts to you within 1 hour of your order, but only if you pitch a fit.
Customer service, how may I help you?
Hello, I was just wondering what the process was for refilling an order.
Well, ma'am, it's a little complex. It can take up to 7 weeks.
7 weeks? No, 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 no. I do not have 7 weeks. Do you know how long? No, please.
Should be there in 30 minutes. 4 minutes.
We don't deliver your contacts until you pitch a fit. They're on your doorstep, Miss Nobler.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
The heir, as they call him. I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. What
got
happened?
A letter.
We got a legend here, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
Bob and Tom,
I
get, comedy well, legend.
He's part of the letter.
Oh, what? Wait a minute. Uh-oh. How did that happen? I just got here.
Well, this is primarily Josh's fault, which is pretty much the entire show.
That's that's great.
I have been very problematic this
we
morning.
We have Josh to blame.
This morning.
Right. Pat, you better get a song ready, because we're going to have to... our guest, comedian Greg Morton, is from Toronto, Canada.
Yes.
And we were talking off the air about what a great place Toronto is and those weird critters that live in that little island. But
they're squirrels.
No, they're not squirrels. They're something else. The point is, Josh mentioned a place he wanted that his favorite place in Toronto is, what is it again?
Oh, one of them is a restaurant called Movenpick.
And it's it's distinguished by what?
Many different food stations of many different styles and ethnicities.
So in other words, it's exactly like a food court.
It is not exactly like a food court.
Okay, but you can stop the argument here.
Okay.
A Butch from Hilliard, Ohio writes, "Dear hey, idiots, Movenpick Toronto has closed."
Yeah. Greg, look that up off air and sorry. Sad. I'm sure it was
we're
not
going to find something like
it was
that.
Not pandemic proof. It was very much a buffet style
thing. The buffet Okay Corral, that still lives, right?
Well, here in America.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
It isn't the Okay Corral. Is it?
Golden Corral.
The Golden Corral.
Yeah, the Okay Corral.
It's okay by me, I'll tell you that.
I'm sorry. Let's get back to Christy Lee. Our last story, we had Jesus riding the Loch Ness Monster and people saw, I don't know.
That's not what happened. It's just very new compelling evidence that Nessie is
ripples
swimming.
In the water and a bunch of drunks.
I saw Nessie myself.
Did you know?
I saw two of them.
They're a pair?
Yeah. I had a couple of drinks, right? And also, you know, we're strolling along there. And I saw a Nessie. I saw two of them just going up and down and in and out and going all over the place.
You got to have two. You got to have two, Josh, because they have to reproduce. You've got to have a boy Nessie and a girl.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. A boy Nessie would be something else then.
Nessie? A boy Ness.
Yeah, there you go.
Sir, we appreciate your bravery in telling us about what
you saw. Yeah, you know, I was on my way from the pub. I was walking by and I had a couple of drinks. Yeah, sure. But I saw it. I saw, right?
Greg Morton as directed by Guy Ritchie.
Thank you, Greg. That's very moving. We'll return to the news
desk. Would you like me to catch one for you?
Yes.
I could go in there, I could jump in, and I could get one.
We would love for you to catch one.
I could with my bare hands. I would get a Nessie, and I would bring it right to you in the Bob and Tom show.
That would be something.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Christy, what have you got around?
Colombia is proposing transferring at least 70 hippopotamuses that live near Pablo Escobar's former ranch to India and Mexico as part of a plan to control their population. Hmm. The hippos, of course, descendants of the four that were imported from Africa illegally by the late drug lord in the 1980s.
Attaboy.
But they have spread far beyond the guy's ranch, and environmental authorities estimate there are about 130 hippos, and their population could reach 400 in 8 years if something's not done.
Well, so instead of just
sterilizing them,
why don't they hire hunters and thin the herd to zero?
Because these hippos don't need to be killed. There's no reason for that.
They're destroying the environment there.
They're being moved to another environment.
They want
to
move them.
So then what's going to happen there? They're moving them to Mexico? That's a great idea. Next thing you know, we're going to have them here.
Well, don't worry. If they end up in Florida, I think DeSantis will just send them up to Martha's Vineyard. So we'll be okay either way.
Okay.
Do you have a song about hippos?
Are your whistles at the ready?
Here we go.
All it was a costly notion, shipping hippos across the ocean. They flew me on a plane. Ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da. Though I weighed many tonnies, Escobar had lots of monies from trafficking cocaine. I could tell you things. Oh, if this hippo talked, I'd sing. Oh, yeah. There were guns and guys were there to buy some blow. I could name names. He's dead, right, Pablo? Other hippos, they are twerking. But my balls, they aren't working. I've been neuterized. Ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da. I came here for vacation. Now I'm looking at castration. Why am I so despised? Try and catch me, you bastards.
Very nice.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
They had actually talked about trying to sterilize the hippos.
Right.
Which has to be tricky.
Yeah, you got to tranquilize them and then get close to them. And, you know, hippos kill, more men than any other animal?
More people, I think, than any other land animal. They're scary.
They are scary.
You got to get down. I assume that the testicles of a hippo are probably...
I don't think they have to inject them in the nuts. I think they can just shoot them.
Yeah, don't they just give them a shot?
Some kind of gun.
they shoot their nuts with a gun?
That'd get
I don't think they
have
to shoot their nuts.
Do we have to specify? Oh, no. Don't you? If you catch them in the shoulder, it's okay?
I think so. I shoot them in the nuts.
Just the worst.
Surely they have a vascular system that can carry.
Yeah.
No, you got to shoot them in the nuts is what you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to hit them right in the nuts. You want to get left one first, then right one. It's like jumping a car. You got to get the left one
well,
first.
Well, thankfully, we have an expert here about on catching large animals. Now, where do you shoot somebody? If you were going to catch a Nessie, sir, where would you have to shoot?
I'll tell you what. If you do what you're going to do, you get some rubber underpants. That's what you do. You put them on the hippo.
Okay.
You don't have to go through all that. Be reasonable. Be like a human being.
Thank you.
Did you know that hippopotamus in Greek means horse of the river?
Yeah, that's right. River horse.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Same guys.
Isn't that something?
These are the same guys. That,
oh, my God.
Remember the sailors saw manatees and called them mermaids?
Yeah.
Well, you got to be horny to go, hey, you check her out. That chick can swim. a little heavy. A little on the heavy side. This says hippos kill more people than any other animal except for Pablo Escobar.
Mm,
funny
enough. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Shipping them to another place isn't going to. They should ship them back where they came from.
Why wouldn't they ship them to Africa?
I don't know.
Let's all be careful. Sound bites can be pulled from context.
You sound like a Missouri governor.
There can be editing.
Talking about hippopotamuses going back to their natural.
We're all going to get caught up in this. I know we are.
We are going to put them on a bus and we are going to transport them to a different state. We are going to get a special hippo bus that will go there.
Sir.
We need to protect our, what is it, sovereignty.
We have,
you know, the hippos defecate.
The man from Toronto has been heard.
They do this like helicopter thing with their tail.
Swirl it around.
That's really something.
It's cool.
That gets big laughs at the zoo. Whenever you see videos of that, the audience can't get enough.
That's the closer at the zoo.
Yeah.
They thought it was the monkey.
Gallagher-esque, isn't
it? Show's over. Please return your raincoats in aisle 7.
Tom, let's actually burn them. Tom, you take your loved ones to the zoo, all right?
Sure.
Your girlfriend is standing right there watching the hippos, and you're kind of back maybe taking pictures or something, and the hippo starts that spraying and just covers your girl. How hard is it for you to pretend like you didn't think it was funny?
Sleep with her again.
I would say it's impossible.
Boy.
Here we go. Here's
they call him change the subject.
There's no way I'm going to laugh.
If I could wager, I think with your loved one, when I was a kid, if I fell, the laugh came immediately. You don't. You always go for the funny. You always go for the laugh.
Okay. Well. All
right. He knows better in that case.
All right. I'm sorry. Christy, what else have you got over there?
Ripley's Believe It or Not is in negotiations to purchase the taxidermied bear that inspired Elizabeth Banks' latest film, Cocaine Bear.
Oh, that thing's still around?
Yeah, the 175-pound black bear who consumed 75 pounds of its namesake drug, currently on display, Josh, at the souvenir shop known as the Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall.
The bear, see, the movies is they're making a fundamental lie.
Wait a minute, this is a real bear?
It was a bear. But it ate all the cocaine and dropped dead.
Okay.
Ripley said that since the film's release, Kentucky for Kentucky has received multiple offers for the taxidermied bear, ranging from $10,000 to $300,000. In its bid to acquire the bear, Ripley shared a social media video showing other taxidermied animals that would keep Cocaine Bear company should it find a new home with the museum.
Okay.
That post went viral with 77.5% of Ripley's followers agreeing that Cocaine Bear is Ripley worthy. Their offer has not been disclosed, so I don't know what they're willing.
I've got to go to this place. It's just outside Lexington.
Yeah.
And here's the bear. He's wearing a hat.
Because he would.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My.
Yeah. You can really.
There he is.
Yeah.
And he seems to be rubbing his paws on his gums.
They missed an opportunity. They should have named him Pablo Escobar.
Yes.
Very good. Our hippo story. This is one of those things that if they pay a lot of money for this, it'll be worth nothing in about a month.
Oh, sure.
When cocaine bear fever is over.
Well, what about an animated version?
Hey. It's snowing in Jellystone Park. Hey.
Only you can prevent nosebleeds.
Nice. Snorty the bear.
He's got on a backwards hat and a tool t-shirt.
And they've already announced boring knockoffs of this.
Meth Gator we had.
Meth Alligator. God.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then what was the other one?
Crocodile? Crocodile should happen.
Crocodile would be great.
I mean, this is the, they call this the elevator pitch?
Yeah.
For some bored studio head. If you can give them an idea in the simplest words possible so they understand it. Here we go. Did you just see Cocaine Bear? Yeah, we're doing a heroin monkey. Okay, great. Here's $1 billion. Make a crappy monkey movie. Can we have some superheroes in it?
Junkie Monkey sounds really sad.
It does.
Cocaine Bear sounds fun. Yeah. Junkie Monkey's just struggling to get through a shift at work.
Get these spiders off me. It's real sad.
There's the third act, they go to a methadone clinic. He's going to figure it all out, but you know, just last fix is all he needs.
The National Park Service is going viral after tweeting some sage advice for park visitors who encounter bears, as we've been talking about. In the tongue-in-cheek post, the Park Service wrote, quote, "If you come across a bear, never push a slower friend down, even if you feel the friendship has run its course."
That's the old joke.
Right?
I don't have to outrun the bear. I can unride you.
Yeah.
That's right.
When asked what a park visitor should do if they are with a slower friend, the National Park Service replied, "Check in on the friendship before you head to the woods." Officials wrote in a follow-up tweet, "Seeing a bear in the wild is a special treat for any visitor to a national park. While it is an exciting moment, it is important to remember that bears in national parks are wild and can be dangerous." They shared a link to the page that offers serious advice on bear encounters.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is, so if you encounter a bear, you grab your phone. Wait a minute, let me Google it. And you, aren't these guys funny? If you come across a bear, never push a slower friend. Not too late.
Bears have their own thing, though, don't they?
What do you mean?
Well, the reports where that come out and say that if you spot a human, he's a special treat.
Oh,
You ever seen a bear in the wild, Greg?
Oh, yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah, but I was in a car.
Okay, yeah. So. Still, though, it must have been pretty wild. Yeah. I know Tom has on the banks of
On the banks of the Abitibi River while I was in a canoe. And the second time, this is a little bit less threatening, while on a golf cart in Tennessee.
What? Bear versus golf cart. I'm taking bear every time.
Oh, at that farm you stayed at?
Yeah. Bears are skin. I can never remember. You're supposed to play dead for one type of bear. You're supposed to try to look big for another type of bear. And if it's a polar bear, you're supposed to kiss your ass goodbye.
Right. Yeah.
I believe it's black, fight back. Brown, lay down. White, good night.
Yeah.
Because you're dead.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds like my neighborhood.
White, good night.
Nice piece of business there, Greg.
Oh, very nice.
So what are you supposed to do if you see a bear? I don't know.
He just told you.
Do it again. What does it know?
Black, fight back. Brown, lay down. White, good night.
What about grizzly? Where does that fall?
Grizzly, you're going to pizzly your pants.
I know you're going to shizzle your pants. Yeah. Or try to make friends with them. Give them a rabbit so they can wipe their ass.
That's how they do that.
You like that joke, Willie? Hey, does fur, do you have problems with poop sticking to your fur? You ever hear that?
I don't.
It's a good joke, yeah.
That's a real good joke. Yeah.
Bear's crapping in the woods next to a bunny.
Right.
And the bunny goes, "Do you have a problem with poop sticking to your fur?" Bunny goes, "No." Bear picks him up and wipes his ass.
That's
you've never heard that?
No. Was that one of the early Cottonelle commercials?
It was. It was eventually pulled.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.